Okay, how they got it. It's got about six bedrooms. Well, it did have, not about, it's got six bedrooms. But I mean, some of them are built in the roof.
Rough.
Well, I don't think the roof's got enough to sort of support it.
A bit amateurish.
Is it?
We're on. Nobody knows what we're talking about. It's
too far away anyway. But I'm just saying that is, I don't know, it's worth 55.
It won't come down.
Where's that?
It's worth 7.
Do you know anybody that sort of...
Yes,
I was born
there.
Honest?
Yeah, I was born in the pine
road. Me and Gemma and Jay went for a walk yesterday. It's a piece of geese.
Lovely down there, isn't it?
Piece of geese.
Right, Gemma.
I
said
a little hut.
Yeah, and, so it took some bread and we went up to this gate where the geese were sort of quite a way away, and Gemma said, you wait there with Jay, and I'll try and get the geese to come up, you see. So then she went and fed, put some bread there because it came awful dim. And she's tired of this boat going, a man's going to go, hello, because it's all not made up on shit, you know, all sort of real ramshackly sort of places.
It's going away.
She couldn't make out what sort of shed he was in. And she said, oh, do you mind me feeding the geese? He said, oh, no. He said, come and see my back. So Gemma called to us. Obviously, she was going to go in this. And he was a huge fat bloke with a growth of whiskers there, with these great big waterproof trousers on, all this mud. And we went in to see this is at Happy Bottom.
That's
went into this really dirty old shed.
Oh, awful.
He had a goat in there, but there's another gate going out to the run of the chicken, you know, and the bantams and all that. So we soon sort of made our way out through there, and this old boy, so I imagine he'd been around for years, but we didn't know what his name was. So he was there, of course, he soon picked up us calling, like I was calling Gemma, Gemma and Jade, and so he is going, calling them by their names, and so then Gemma said, have you got any grandchildren? Oh no, I'm not the marrying kind at all, I wonder why. And he had ducks and bantams and, you know, but it was all sorts of
that's not mogs, is it?
So I wondered if he
Happy Bottom.
He reckoned he lived at the corner of the or something. Gemma asked him where he lived. I said, I reckon he lived in one of those sheds.
When you go along, just before you turn around, if they're going down towards Lambs Green, there's two pairs of semi-detached.
I was born in one of the semi-detached,
but I don't know which one it was. It must have been one of the, not the first or the fourth, it must have been one of those two in the middle, but I'm not sure which one it was.
Yeah,
so it was two when we left there. There's just two pairs of semi-detached.
Happy Bottom.
No, Pine Road leads to Happy
Bottom.
Is that
Happy Bottom where Lambs Green is?
No.
No, it's all Pine Road. There's a walk, just past that little church on the main road near Gemma's. You walk down this sort of, go through some woods, and this is how we ended up where these geese were. Because the neighbour told her where they were, and that Lana was there.
You see, that was all school when I was a kid, because we went to school in the chapel for part of the war. I mean, you know where the concentration camp was, do you, where the Italians were?
No.
Well, I'd have to go walk around there one day and see if we can find this old man. There was a concentration camp for the Italians, and they were really smashing to us kids.
That's where my dad was, and they made my
mother. I didn't know your dad was Italian.
Well, you'd never guess, Mark. I mean, no, he was out there, and he used to have to go and patrol them occasionally.
They were really, well, I mean, as far as we were concerned.
And one prisoner made Mum a beautiful wooden ironing board.
Yeah, they used to make baskets. We had baskets, bike baskets, hanging baskets. Yeah.
She was absolutely thrilled. She used it for years and years.
You get anything you want.
Lovely.
And the day, B Day, you could hear them all cheering out. It was lovely, you know. I mean, during the war, we did quite well with the black Americans because they were stationed at the towers and they used to give us kids chocolates. And I had a special friend, Charlie, and Dad used to get so cross and make it like homemade chocolate. Well, I was only a kid, I didn't know. And he said, one of these days, he said he wanted to come home and see your mother. Well, I couldn't see why he couldn't come home and see.
He was a GI, was he?
That
won't
do you
anything.
Won't affect
your slimming. Slimming? Should have seen what
you
put away today.
Oh, no, that's. That's yours.
Cheers.
You haven't told Albert you're slimming, have you?
I haven't.
How's
should open up. We've got a plant in today.
And isn't Simone's face altering? She's getting real
fatter.
No. No, she's not. She's getting a grown up face.
Yeah, she's got an experienced face.
You are grown up now, aren't you? Well, she's 15 coming on 16.
Yeah, she's got a national.
Could be 16 coming on 17.
My insurance
national
number.
Insurance
number.
Oh,
you've got a national insurance number now.
I said, right, I have to work for you, my girl.
Oh, she's good in there.
Saturdays and holidays.
In there, you'll get your, pension book this year. Because half the old girls, when they said, I said, well, I want your national insurance number. Now, where it is, that's it. It's on your pension book. Is it? I didn't know.
I know, mine up there.
Do you?
National insurance
number? No, the medical number is.
Do you?
Do you?
WLMB 1924.
WKTA 1933.
Well, I gave Dad his to take the hospital.
How is he at the moment, Mark?
What time are you getting up now? It's quite a nice day today.
Well, yes. When I got up this morning, I nearly died. I got up about 5:20 to 11 and the curtains were still drawn and I thought, oh my god. So I opened the door and I was so pleased when he answered, you know. Just the right time and he decided he can't get in the bath anymore. That's not a problem. I said to him yesterday, sure you're important little places and I'll just rest, you know. So when I got up this morning, he's still in his pyjamas, but he'd done quite well. All he wanted me to do was wash his face.
Do you want another drink? You want some more drink?
He wasn't too bad, but he's on Sertraline all the time.
No, they're all right, Phil.
With a bit of luck, we'll know tomorrow.
They're all
okay. Oh, yes, results are excellent. As you, Bill, all right. No, thank you, darling. No,
I have asked. Wasn't quite as bad as Dave's mum today, then. I used them on Dave's mum's fingernails today.
She goes, oh, no, don't do that. Jesus, keep your hands still.
Don't they? When they get old, they're all sort of.
That day when I got sunburned, you thought that you'd been cheated, didn't you?
Oh, I I know I've been cheated.
Just so not to throw it over my shoulder.
Didn't you ever stay bigger after you had the boy, said Sil?
No,
because I was nearly flat as a pancake until I had her, and I've never lost an inch off my belt.
No, oh, when I was when I was sort of feeding them off. Best I've ever been.
Yeah. I've never fed her.
They went back.
I never fed
when they first sort of lost it, you sort of very touched me waist. A little bit I had.
Nope. I came back. Straight up and I stayed there. Never lost an inch.
Didn't you?
Nope. I was a 32A. When the day I got married, I was a 32AA. You know, the very flat one.
Yeah.
And then I went up to a 34B. And I've been 34B ever since I've been there. I never went down again. I think it's because I didn't feed, I kept it.
Yeah. Then you're a bit of good somewhere, ever.
It has, isn't it? And now I think to myself, well, an inch off wouldn't be bad. But I wouldn't want to go back to a 32. Not really. Not as big as I am down here, because you wouldn't look right, would you?
I'm bottom heavy.
Yeah, so am I, Phil.
Can you just imagine anyone like,
what's your name? When I was young, I
don't know. Parton, though. Oh. I mean, that's self-inflicted too, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it is.
That's very nice.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine anybody trying to do that?
No. Must be. I think she could always fall over all the time.
But it's like you would never get out, would you? You know,
just a
bit.
I think
it's not infected, because I kept thinking about Pammy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know they're back?
Are they back?
All right?
Yeah.
I knew they were supposed to be back.
Seems quick to me, but it's probably...
That's weekend, wasn't it?
I think it was this week.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was last week. Last weekend.
Yeah.
Well, it was 7 weeks last Thursday. It's 8 weeks.
It's not hot.
Yeah.
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 They went to 27.
That's what
it's
just what
it's going to
be. He doesn't look exceptionally brown.
We go out
today
as
a
monitor. We'll do it, yeah.
It's across the bay, isn't it?
We're going, isn't it?
Is it?
A Sunday. Yeah. This is nice. First is on the Monday.
That's right, yes.
We come back on the 30th.
Yeah, we go out today as a monitor. Have you?
Yeah. Oh, so well, it's a quite, I hope they've got the right day.
We're getting on with it then.
We go out today as a monitor Grand Prix.
Just got to get there.
Oh dear.
What day did you go then, Mark?
Day of the Monaco Grand
Prix. On Day's birthday.
On the 31st?
Yeah.
Do you?
That's what in my diary is. I wrote it in my diary. I got Day's birthday.
Oh, you're getting holiday.
Yeah, March.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right then.
Because that's got to be weeks now, hasn't it?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Way off to Margaret.
May.
Think of me while you're over there doing my GCSEs, please.
Oh, wow.
I've had my
exam
So
when do you start? What date
is
it?
The 18th. I've got my orals on the 18th, 19th and 20th.
Of May?
Yeah, then I get half term for a week. And then my extra exams start.
As I said to you, you've had this half term on from now on. Tomorrow she's got to start.
My first exam, I've got, is June the 4th. And I've got two on the 4th, one on the 10th and one on the 11th so
you've
far.
Got your orals in May?
Yeah, May the 18th, 19th and 20th. I probably will have my French actual ones in May.
So you've got to start.
Just that we haven't had the NEA ones back. We've had the Southern Examining Group in the
Isn't that clear?
Is that Tia Pepe?
No, sure.
Very
dry. But isn't it clear though? I don't think.
Is it very dry? Exceptionally dry.
She
can't remember what the last one tastes like.
Sweet with brain, isn't it?
This one here has nearly dropped the whole of my cloth particulars onto her own.
It's disgusting.
Not on my own. Who joined me?
5-2.
Who gave you a cloth particular? Or did you buy it?
No, she didn't. I bought it.
Oh, well, you can't send
it.
Oh,
yeah, Dad did. Dad did. Dad did off my silver. You bought the Shinzano.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Yeah, got it wrong. Got the other one. Well, you and I have
a little bit of a trip. They're going to book up.
Oh, yes.
So, you know,
I was
up last week.
Were you? Until Friday.
They went back in the office.
There was all the mail.
Seen you for a bit, you know.
Piled on it for Friday.
I don't know if
time
Barbara was turning
in.
She wanted
Friday.
To
do it. Sorry,
you
were
DL, yeah. I said, can I wish I had a day off as well?
You never heard anything from, what's his name, Robbie, about going up to London, did you?
No, it's all right.
Not a word.
Okay. Not a word.
But he, you said he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Who told me he'd gone to work for a different firm then? I thought it was you.
No, no, he and the other bloke are still there. The child tried to cause
the
problems left. Yeah, he's still there.
I was going to say, somebody told me that he'd left and I thought it was you because nobody else would have told me.
No, he's still there.
I got it gone then. Yeah, it could have been me, Mel. Could have easily been me.
Do you think you'd better aim for the winter now?
Autumn time.
Let me tell you what's happened there, so you all
well,
know
you
what's
autumn,
on, and then you
autumn,
won't, you'll understand a bit better. The coach was burnt out down in Freeport a few months ago, and the police took him in, no, it was October, police took him in that night, so he burnt it out himself. It's taken all this time, it's gone to court and all the rest of it, and they haven't got a case. So they couldn't do anything in the meantime. Well, they didn't. The bank sort of wouldn't let them have any extra money or anything like that.
Oh.
They're trying to get somewhere now with the police, but it's not been passed anywhere. But the best of it is a bloke who sort of said, oh, he's apparently one of the blokes that were working for him said that he'd overheard them saying they were going to burn the coach out.
Oh.
And as this chap said, the one that took us that night, he said there was no point in him doing it because he didn't have the coaches insured for enough.
No, no.
He took this bloke in, he didn't have a job, isn't it mean? And he had the, it was quite a kerfuffle going on.
Did this chap do it?
I don't know who did it.
No.
They tried to make it Jim had done his own coach, the one that took us over there.
Yeah.
But they let him go off on holiday in the end. It was the night before they went on holiday.
That's pathetic now, really. I mean, I can understand it in this day and age, people trying to
get their money back.
Yeah, get their money through the insurance.
I suppose what it really amounts to is probably someone who's in the same line of business and they're trying to get the rest away, aren't they?
But it's a nasty thing to do.
Geordie's was a day when I was in Newcastle.
Well, it's Mr. Geordie's. He goes out at 12 o'clock on that Sunday and doesn't get in till 4:00.
4:00?
Well, yeah, I'm out with him.
Oh, there you are, see?
Poor old Adam, he's got to be there, haven't you, for taxi?
It's about £8.
Well, you've had that.
I've had
that.
Yeah,
that all of
that.
How about this is your life?
No. Not now. Not now.
Hang on, Ken.
Judge
of
to find out who.
3rd or 4th of March.
Yeah, so who are this bloke?
So that'll be not this week, so
no,
next week.
Yeah,
no,
we
no.
Watch
that
then.
We usually watch this.
Was that
was mine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I used to
watch
it.
We don't usually watch it, but
I can put my hands in my eye now.
You can.
There's nobody going to
watch it.
But it's usually on, nothing like that.
Yeah,
I might not watch it.
You're wasting a few people's ears in there, doing that.
It's
boring, then we look to see what's on the other side. But
do you watch
Noel
Edmonds?
No, it's Mrs. Tredwick's. She was very friendly with this woman's mother, but the daughter still keeps in touch with her. And she's just written to her to say that today on This Is Your Life on the 3rd or 4th of March, whatever it is.
Oh.
And her son-in-law is an actor, but Mrs.
doesn't know who he is, what his name is. So she's written and told her whereabouts she's sitting and everything. So
does
she watch? Usually, but she will be there
now. She'll remember.
Yeah, she'll
remind
right. her
again.
Yeah, she'll remember. Yeah.
I think I saw you with her Wednesday.
You probably did. Yeah.
I thought, oh, that looks like Sylvie's little car. I was waiting for that.
Were
I
you?
Thought, oh, there's a little woman
you?
In there.
Robson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I didn't
see that,
can
she?
Yeah.
I saw you Wednesday, didn't I? Does anyone watch Noel Edmonds on a Saturday night?
I watched it from where we did Timmy Mallet up onwards.
You know when they go around to people's houses?
I didn't see it because I fell asleep. I saw we had it on and we fell asleep.
Well, you've got to guess whose house it is.
What were they doing?
No, they go, you know, it might be your living room. They just got
caught up. Oh, yeah. Did you see the week when those swimmers were, those two women put a peg on their nose and had their swimming hats on and doing the act of swimming in the lake?
No.
Thank you. You might be able to upset Bob.
Four singles and two doubles.
I think when you're playing,
I never did the beginning.
then you know, you're away. I mean, they all should be done with anyway. I mean, they go away with six or eight players, and that's six or eight there. They ain't going to put anybody else in.
If you're going to win the league, you should do what Luke said. He should play his best buddies.
Six or seven.
And I said, he said, if
you're going to win, you've got to play your best six and singles, and they come back to the dance.
That's right, you've got to, but let me say, we're not bothered.
Unless you won, and then you get the rest of the game.
And you get the rest of the game.
See, we're not bothered. We're not that bothered, really.
Because you know
they won't
bloody win it.
No, we could win.
We could,
the last two or three weeks I've won on that again. I put on my best two doubles,
haven't
I?
I mean, we played good, but we couldn't get out, and they did.
Well, it's all the game was over, and we didn't
know that. They got out, we didn't.
The only one that got rid of stuff was Brian, that youngster.
Yeah.
Out of his skin again. That youngster with a red shirt on.
He's played out of his bloody skin.
He's not played in many years.
He's a good lad.
He's played many years ago.
Can I tell
you what, Will? That's it. Who is it?
Really, really doesn't. I hate your hard gun.
Are you?
but.
Oh, she hardly ever gives me back. I hope she owes me 20p still, and she, I've given up, you know, asking for it. It takes a lot.
Yeah, £3 interest. You know, give me that book. Well, I just give up because I mean, it's not like 20p. It's not like a
half. Yes, it is. No, it's not the money. 20p just
can buy
this.
You 21p.
Now invested in a bank can get you another 3p by the end of the year if you're very, very lucky.
No, but it's not the money, it's just the principle of it. I mean, if she'd offered it back to me, I would have said, no, you keep it, but she didn't. She couldn't even bother about it. She goes, oh, I've got the money, but I want to get my lunch, and you can't have it unless I feel like giving it to you. Just go away. Oh, it's just annoying.
Where's the clock?
The clock has disappeared. Oh, there it is.
Where's the other ones on the planet?
What time is it?
Why are they taking them down? I don't know.
Have they got batteries in?
No, they haven't. Look,
I'm just whispering, right. It can hear you no matter how low or quiet.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, I rely on those clocks, you know.
Yeah,
sit there in history looking at them, willing it to be 12:35.
Yeah.
Come on, 5 minutes. Please! Please! Oh, I love jogging, I don't mind.
Do you need me to go every single lesson? We've got my nerves. We've got this coursework now, and I don't want to do it all for the statistics.
Oh, at least you don't have scatter graphs. I don't even know what it is.
That's like experiment type of index.
Oh, no, we don't have to use that, do we?
Yeah, we do.
What? The chairman.
No.
Well, I wasn't here.
No. I couldn't remember which 10 it was. I both sent Deutsch Heute, but I couldn't remember which 10 we had to learn. I don't know. I thought it was the Latin.
Whatever it is.
I thought it was Latin.
It is Latin. That's the bottom of that list. It's the
start.
You
sure it goes down to Latin? Because I got Latin in 10 others, 9 others.
It starts. The last one is Latin.
Well, I wouldn't know because I was away, so I didn't have to do it.
The first exam is HE.
No, the first exam's for you all.
Last
exam. Oh, right.
HE is
the last exam.
Yeah, last is the last exam.
And the maths. When's your HE? It's the 21st.
Come on, we better go.
Robin Hood and his merry men, saved by the bad, by the good, Robin Hood, Robin Hood, in bouncing the world.
Robin Hood.
No, I love
Robin Hood. Robin Hood could be in a fix.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, spies for little bits. Does he return back to Sherwood? Cross to Sherwood. Oh no, I love Shakespeare's sister song, Stay.
Yeah.
I love that though. No, what's the
You better plan way that you make it safe, but do you wrong one?
I love that. And the bit when she's all her hair, you know, all kind of twisted and curled and dark. And then she licks her lips a little bit. It's good. Because the video's been banned in Germany.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like demonic, yeah.
Been banned.
Yeah, because you know she's about the devil. It's like demonic. They don't like it, so they banned it in Germany. Can you believe it?
That's it.
I want to get. What's their Ramona Lee Yours?
Yeah. My dad is a bloody title.
Well, they saw it advertised on. They saw it advertised on the television.
This bloody world coming to me. Ramona Lee. What stupid titles that have.
It's original, unique. You mean?
Yeah.
It's really different.
Like Seal by Seal.
He's got one now. Is it Violet or Violent?
I don't know. I haven't heard
it. It's supposed to be like just a simple ballad.
Oh, I found my poem. Okay. The one that I thought my dad thrown in the bin.
Which one?
About the poem that we did over the phone.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I found it.
I've still got it. It's up on my board, I think. I mean, wait, a real change around in my bedroom. Change it around. It was really boring, so still a bit boring now. I can do anything else. Kind of towns are like that.
How unusual.
Unless that's their stuff there.
That's their stuff.
They've got. Oh, they've both got some.
Oh dear. It's part of the bill that Claire and I can provide us with the coach today.
Really? She's got a bill.
She bought three of them. Loads of stuff.
I spent £55 last week and I don't know what on.
Right!
I went out with £55, well, I went out with £20 first of all, £30, and then I had a £5 don't want to spend it on. To get my look back in anger. Well, it doesn't surprise me that you forgot it, Claire.
Huh?
It doesn't surprise me that you forgot it.
Richard's 16 group, and he told me that if he gave me the phone number, I could do it too, but I didn't know.
What group?
He said that she was looking around for someone else. You can believe when he came and said that he came up and he just goes on.
Trina, I believe that you are not so far behind everyone else. Right. You, Trina, are just stupid.
Come on,
Trina,
dear. Before we all get down,
completely
snagged off.
She
goes,
you know? Three times Trina's ignored it.
It really infuriates me. I didn't even get the chance to pick up the best. Oh, yes, like it's some terrible affliction.
How many is that?
Really good tales that she's done.
had. You know, it's really amazing.
Not very. Oh, it's very pretty.
What I like is my sister talking. It's fun that can be had out of conning your little brother. My sister, you know when what's it called? The Crystal May.
Yeah.
When one of those places, they have to edge along this rope over the boiling water that's bubbling up. My sister convinces my brother it's sulfuric acid. And that once somebody fell in and dissolved away to a skeleton with putrefied flesh. And she said, you don't get to see it because they edit it out because it's not very nice for people having to watch folk dissolve.
How old's your brother?
He's 9 now.
9!
I thought it was
20.
Jen. It's
time.
Dear.
Mr.
Wolf. Well, at least you two agree on Sunday. Oh dear. Glad it's me. When I was a brown, my first brownie count went to Maui to eat everything, okay? And we always offered the last of everything. And we had a game, we switch. We thought, convince ourselves it worked. The switch, a little tube at the back of our chair to switch it on. And all the food that we ate used to go to starving in Africa. We used to convince ourselves it would happen. It's about bad. I think I was about, how old are you when you're brownie?
7 to 7. 7 years old.
Aww.
I've got my picture.
I still actually have one of those pop hats.
Yeah, I hated those.
Yeah. Well, I liked mine. It suited me.
Gave you a little bit more height. Or
made you look like a pixie.
It flopped, actually. It used to flop down.
A pixie?
Oh, no.
Because I used to take it by the little pom-pom bit. You swing it around, you put things inside it and use it like a cat.
I went through two hats because I kept picking the pom-pom off.